All week long here on the Ralphie Radio Show, we're giving you Skype interviews, the audio on air and the video online. Sammy Adams, new artist, joins me right now via Skype. Into the Wild is his pre-album. It's available actually for a free download, the Check Blow Up. We're going to feature a little later with the Daily Download. Sammy, thanks for joining me. How was Conan, man?
It was good, man. It was fun. You know, TV's a different environment than a lot of the live shows we do, but it was great. We were really excited about how it went. The band crushed it. We trended worldwide after, so we were all pretty stoked.
Very cool. Of course, you're from Boston. Where are you checking in from now?
Miami. Down Miami.
Oh, that's cool. What do you got going on down in the MIA?
Just recording and stuff, working on the album.
You have a title for the album or no?
It's up in the air. We got a couple ideas, but still sort of working title at this point.
How complete is the album?
It's very complete.
Give me a percentage.
It's probably like 90% done.
Oh, wow. Okay, so obviously you're looking to release it this year, but probably first half of this year, you think?
For sure. It'll probably be like late March, early April.
Good stuff. Sammy Adams right now joining me here on the Ralphie Radio Show via Skype from Miami. By way of Boston, of course, though, the track Blow Up we're featuring later for the Daily Download. Sammy, please tell me and anybody else who is curious, what does a kid have to do to blow up?
You got to find your identity as an artist. It really comes down to finding out who you are, what kind of music you want to make. You know, these days, a lot of stuff's changed, and you got to be able to build your fan base and really stay true to yourself, or else you're remembered for a song or for something you coin instead of who you are as an artist.
Obviously, you're on a major label. Were you afraid, Sammy, of falling into that trap?
No, not at all. The reason we signed with a major is because I know who I am as an artist. I know what kind of music I want to make and I'm going to make. And it's a lot different from, you know, any other person in the industry. There's not really, you know, a white pop star or singer slash rapper slash hybrid, whatever, that really has, you know, footing like Katy Perry and Britney Spears and, you know, the female pop artist.
All right, Sammy Adams here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You say white pop male singer slash rapper. I one person that did come to mind is actually one of your label mates, Mike Posner. Are you getting compared to him at all or no?
Yeah, I mean, I love Mikey. He's a friend of mine. Always will be. I love his music. Yeah, we get compared. It's still a little bit different. It's not exact. I mean, we are both making pop music, but he's a little bit more R&B, even a little more urban, especially some of his new records. But yeah, we get compared. Mikey's a great dude, super talented kid. We got nothing but love for him over here in the Sammy camp.
Like Mikey, you were recording in your dorm room at one time. I know you you started out actually in Geneva, New York. I went to Syracuse University, so I know Geneva. I know Gym Class Heroes started there, of course, as well. That's whatever I think of whenever I'm driving through Geneva.
Right.
Then you transferred to Trinity. Did you end up getting your degree or no?
Nope. I'm a dropout, bro.
You spent 4 years in college, though, correct? Because I know you were playing soccer while you were there.
Yeah, I spent about like three and a half. Once I started touring, my plan to get my work in.
Went out the door. Are the parents on you for it, or any family or relatives on you for it, or no?
No, not really. I mean, they certainly would be if I wasn't, you know, doing what I'm doing.
Sammy Adams here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Did you ever feel at all that maybe the cards were stacked against you a little bit, trying to be taken as a legit pop and maybe hip-hop artist with that urban slant, but coming out of New England?
Yeah, the first album we did was just an experience, you know? I was a college kid traveling around the country, playing shows, making music that I wanted to hear, music that most college kids can relate to, and it was a really positive experience, you know? You make music and people critique it, and you know, you get way more out of a critique than you do out of a compliment. So it's like, you know, I'm really proud of everything we've done. It's really just the beginning. There's a lot of things that, you know, people don't know about the music industry and how things work and what it, you know, really takes to become a priority at somewhere like a major label.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, again, the track's called Blow Up. It's pretty dope. We're going to feature it later with the Daily Download. Boston Zone, Sammy Adams joining me on the Ralphie Radio Show via Skype. Sammy, I appreciate the time again, man. Have fun down in Miami and good luck wrapping up this album.
No doubt, Ralphie.